Awesome opportunity that he has given us once again. I want us to lift up our voices wherever we may be this morning and give God thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you have made it possible for me again to be in the land of the living, strong, not just living, but healthy. I want you to give God thanks. Give him thanks. Use that mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Because so many have their mouth, but they can't use it. Some cannot use their hand properly. Some part of their body is working and some is not. So just give God glory. Give God glory. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore. Father, we thank you. I want us to pray, but I'm going to read John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And I'm reading from verse 12 or verse 11. It said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the sheep, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of them. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Glory to God. We're going to be praying. Maybe just two prayer points. But I want us to pray. You know, the Lord was asking me this morning. He says that the power of fellowshipping with me is the ability to lay down your life. The ability to lay down your life. We are going to pray for that power to be able to lay down our lives for one another. Ability to lay down our lives. Anytime you find yourself finding it difficult to lay down your life or holding something tenaciously that you don't care about the kingdom of God, about your life in Christ, there is a problem. And he said, this is the majority of the problem that our hearts and our treasure is far away from the kingdom. Some of us are in the kingdom seeking for self-notice instead of Christ. And we lack the power to lay down our lives. He said the only relevance of God in our lives is evidence when we lay down our lives. When we're able to sacrifice our lives, not just because we want to be seen, we want people to push us in God's place, or holding things more than God, or not willing to do anything for God. Not willing to sacrifice any kind of thing, whatever it is, for God. He said, that is the only time we will begin to harness the power of God. It's when we are able to show the scars we got because of God, because of the kingdom. So I'm explaining this for you to be able to pray and ask God for power to lay down your life. He said, this is the only thing that if the trumpet sound today and your heart is weighed away, or, you know, your heart weighs less than the weight of God because your heart is somewhere and you're speaking another thing, you'll be found wanting. So I want you to pray earnestly this morning. Ask God, give me the power that anything you ask me to do, whatever it may cost, sometimes it may cost relationship. Sometimes it may cost your job. It may cost those things you treasure much. It might even cost your career. It might cost your family. But God has a way of restoration. That is the only time you will see the earnest glory and the power of God. I want you to open your mouth. Demand from God this morning. Oh Lord, give me the power. Give me the ability to lay down my life. Not forcefully. As Jesus said, he said, therefore that my Father loved me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. You are not forced. Nobody is forcing you. Not even God will force you to move. Not even God. When God asks you to hand over things, when God asks you to live somewhere, when God asks you to put something, you are not forced. Of course, you can refuse, but you are not forced to do that. That is the power of God. I want you to pray right now. Say, Lord, fill me with this kind of power of laying down, no matter the cost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Laying down our life. He said, I do it of my own accord. I'm not doing it because anyone forced me. I'm not doing it to be seen. I'm not doing it because pastor is going to get angry. I'm not doing it because somebody is going to say, what is he doing? I'm doing it of my own accord. I can put it down and I can take it up. But you are willing to put it down because of God. And you are understanding about God. Open your mouth this morning and say, Lord, take me to another level of sacrifice. Another level of laying down, not forcefully, not as the horse that its mouth is bridled to do something by force, but you do it according to the will of God. You do it in your own accord. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth. I want you to pray. If that is the only prayer you're going to pray this morning, we have achieved the Lord. Open your mouth, say, Lord, give me that power. Give me that power to lay down my life. Give me that power to do the sacrifice without being forced, without being noticed, without anybody asking, in the name of Jesus Christ, but fulfilling the power of God. You might be hurt. People might even say all kind of things, do all kind of things in the middle of doing the will of God, but you will be able to do it in your own accord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and decree it this morning. Yes, collaborator, mans tolobos, breto kosela, jema tikanga boseka yiba, ribobobos, ripantolobos, repotukibas kia, rimamos kindelebobos, riba kontolobos, ribe konfidabos. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lia Boromos, Sekimba Zaiba, fill us, Lord, with the power of willingness, without power to be able to do it, without forced, without being forced, in the name of Jesus. Zikaba Ilabos, Ribos Kenteabo, Lete Masetokutea, Jima Koraba Senkai, Libremonta Batolobos. Yikaba ate kukaibos, rulovo timansa bariketaya, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, give us this power. Release this power this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, in our families, in our ministries, in our lives, that we will begin to live a life in the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, in the Spirit, we can only gain by losing. Spiritual gain does not come by gaining everything. Before you do something, you check out and say, you know what? I'm going to go after this person because I'm going to gain something. Yes, you calculate with your little brain. In the Spirit, we only gain by losing. He said, if you lose your brothers, if you forsake your mother, your father, your brothers, I, the Lord, we make you gain it back. You will have so many brothers. You have so many mothers for forsaking that for the kingdom's sake. We only gain in the kingdom by losing. If you are not willing to do this business of losing, you will not be able to gain in the Spirit. Glory to God. I want you to pray this morning. Sometimes you lose time. You know, if you calculate your time, you will never have time to do anything for God because the time is choked. But you got to have time. You got to have time. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth, decree, and ask God that I will be able to do this business. Bring me to the level of losing that I'm a gain. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth. Open your mouth. The Bible said that the spiritual thing is confusing to a carnal man. A carnal man can never understand the things of the Spirit. I want you to hear the Spirit of God this morning. You can only gain by losing. By losing. By losing. I'm not asking you to be irresponsible, but I'm telling you this morning to pray earnestly, demand from God, give me the power to entertain losing for the kingdom's sake. Kamoriata, Jelibakaya, Ribos Kematala, Rikabasiabo, Barima Santaya, Jelabakusaya, Robakusebataka. Ask God to give you the ability to look at life from the cost dimension. What is going to cost you? Don't look at what you're going to gain at all times. Whenever you are entering into that spirit, into that realm, ask, what is it going to cost me? You are ready to put up the cost in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray like this. Let me look at life from now henceforth, from cost dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth, decree it. Matevieto, Zonobekara, Ziporomosantala, Impranoko, Zwanataka, Jelebrekonkaba, Zineto, Breliambota. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, give us the ability to look at life from cost dimension. Kameria Tobos, Yepeleketoya, Ropopotolobos, Girababos, Girababos, Mandelebababos. In the name of Jesus. The secret of joy and peace is in the power of laying down our lives. I want you to pray. There are 10 people here that God wants to restore their joy and peace. But it says, I should tell you this morning that you must lay down your life. What are you willing to leave? Are you willing to leave that man that is not your husband? Are you willing to leave that woman that is not your wife? Are you ready to leave that relationship? Because it's going to cost you something. He said, this morning, when you are willing, God will restore your peace. And God will restore your joy. Glory to God. Bari Potala. Zinfenapantalu, Zukamahai, Brato Balitaka, Zeke Maripoto, Jilebebebos, Brampetokuas, Yankamasotai, in the name of Jesus, Luabreneke, dear Kabasa, open your mouth, decree it. Hallelujah. There is somebody that God is saying, sacrifice that money. You are holding somebody in punishment. It's like a baby father. And there's a money that he must pay you every month. The Lord is saying, you must be willing, because I'm about to take you to another level. He says, stop hustling for that money. Stop fighting
Because I, the Lord, will take care of you. I'm going to do something spectacular. Stop the fight. If he brings it, fine. If he doesn't, still fine. Don't go after him. Because I, the Lord, has entered your case. This morning, I want you to pray. He said, this has been holding back your joy and peace, and I'm about to restore it. If you're willing to sacrifice this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We worship your name this morning by your power. Your power will be relevant in our lives again. In the name of Jesus Christ, Gasematola, Barimose power, Zinkaba Inkoya. Yes, Lord, we demand that this power will no longer elude us, but we shall possess this power from now henceforth. We thank you, mighty God. We worship and adore you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I want you to pray lastly that your heart will be in the right place. Your heart. Pray and say, God, let my heart be in the right place this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, anywhere that my heart is and has been messed up, restore my heart and place it in the right place, that my heart will have access to the kingdom of God, that I will go in and out through this gate of this kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer wherever you are this morning. Demand from God, let my heart be restored and let it be placed in the right place. Make vanabo zunkaba intalai rapatokoswa jeleke tekete brabele tutaya montoba suyete zike bolotroma zente paruma kotaya jele gredegedes. Let our heart be restored. Let our heart be in the right place. Let our heart come back to God. Let our heart come back to the kingdom. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Kamian tolos. Veto malikaba. Zanjte mari. Zelotu kibaga. Riaba lokovi nimans. Zedli benot. Zete tuali. Aligres. Fenotomi andali. Landri mazegdi vanai. Rote digans. Legatai mosorobe. Periva tokia. Landri mazeteke tekete. Lopreke teke tekete. Vurima satai. Jele brinimo. Viame tonta ziaka. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory. We give you praise. Be thou exalted, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let the church shout amen. Amen. Let the church shout amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.